Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some breaking news. Minneapolis City Council has voted unanimously to, quote, abolish the police department. After the death of George Floyd, they're going to replace the Minneapolis Police Department with a, quote, Department of Community Safety and Violence Prevention. I'm sorry. Sorry, when you get breaking news, things flash on your screen. It's really hard to read amongst the flashes. Not to mention, I'm getting ads. I don't know why I'm seeing these ads. No, I don't want to see these ads. Okay, here we go. So let's get to this right away. Minneapolis City Council today just voted unanimously to approve a proposal to change the city to charter, or the city charter, to allow the police department to be dismantled. Obviously, this follows mass criticism from what happened with George Floyd and Derek Chauvin and the other officers involved, and the death of George Floyd while in custody under the knee of Derek Chauvin has caused much turmoil, protests, concerns that police departments may have to be reformed. And so because this happened in Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota, exactly, they're... they are going to be the first ones to then make a move. And so this vote is the first step in a process that now has to, I guess, face many bureaucratic obstacles, all right, in order to make it to the November ballot. City voters are going to have the final say. So just because this was a 12-0 vote, so we're talking, yeah, it was unanimous. That's only 12 votes, all right? The residents and citizens of Minneapolis still get to decide. So the proposed amendment next goes to a policy committee and to the city's charter commission for a formal review, at which point citizens and city officials can also weigh in. They say, I hope that the charter commission will recognize the moment that we are in and take our offer of support. However, we cannot provide it to expedite this process so that voters have a chance to have their voices heard on this important question and this important moment in our city's history, according to Council President Lisa Bender. Now, it was that as biased a statement as possible. And maybe this is the right thing to do, but I mean, it was almost like, you know, this is the right move. We have to stop, allow everybody to do their vote, but I hope they do the right thing. I mean, that's kind of how that was just projected. And again, I'm torn because we do need reform of a lot of things, okay? A lot of our industries need reform. Healthcare has to be reformed, not by Obamacare, which, by the way, I think is back up in front of the Supreme Court. We'll talk about that. A lot of our, like, chokeholds. If somebody asks you, why do police use chokeholds? Well, for anybody that was ever trained in martial arts or Krav Maga or even other sort of military tactics, rather than trying to, you know, take down the arms and the legs and the torso and, try and stop the heart or things like that. Some of the more less invasive ways, I know this kind of sounds counterintuitive, is to take an assailant down and to prevent their breathing. If you prevent their breathing, they end up having, they end up stopping temporarily, and then you are able to restrain them. Unfortunately, what happened to Derek Chauvin was completely ghastly to watch. 8.5 minutes. I don't know what the heck he was thinking, what he was doing. I wish he would speak. I wish we would know. I can't imagine. I mean, even if And again, this is alleged, but, you know, even when somebody, unfortunately, does suffocate somebody, I mean, they leave, they get off of them. I don't, and again, I'm not trying to accuse anybody. You're innocent until proven guilty, but, you know, watching that video was so tragic. So you just are like, why? Explain, what were you thinking? And so, chokeholds are now being banned in most police arenas. Now, you know, as a female who learned certain martial arts techniques and certain techniques and ways to defend oneself, you know, we were taught to try to tear out the eye. If you can, and I'm not saying police should do this, but one of the reasons why, when some, I'm asked, why would they go to trying to temporarily asphyxiate somebody, is because the average police force is not able to scratch out an eye. They're not able to kick somebody in the scrotum and cause testicular harm. There's a lot of things that we were taught to do as women for self-defense. If you're getting attacked, even pee on them, try to throw up on them. That's not something police can do. So, unfortunately, chokeholds started to make their way to popularity because of a temporary asphyxia. Unfortunately, it's one of the most dangerous things you could do. And, unfortunately, it has caused the death of, you know, people in custody. So, next, the Minneapolis, what's next after that. Jeremiah Ellison, a member of the council and the son of State Attorney General Keith Ellison, said after the vote that the charter has been a barrier to the kinds of changes the citizens have demanded. And so draft language of the amendment posted online would replace the department with a Department of Community Safety and Violence Prevention, which will have responsibility for public safety services, prioritizing a holistic public health oriented approach. I'm not sure what holistic, not sure. No. I don't think batons are being swapped with plant leaves. I'm not really sure what that is. Health oriented. My guess is what they're meaning is how to subdue somebody without hurting their person. The amendment goes on to say the director of the new agency would have non-law enforcement experience in community safety services, including but not limited to public health and restorative justice approaches. It also provides for a division of licensed peace officers who would answer to the department's director. Council members who support the change are looking to seize on this support now, following the death of George Floyd. We'll talk more. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Joseph's Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really, really, really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so we've had some breaking news that we just kind of spoke about, where the Minneapolis City Council has voted unanimously, 12-0, to abolish the police department. The Minneapolis Police Department in Minnesota. They're going to replace it with a, quote, Department of Community Safety and Violence Prevention. And they are going to go for something that you've heard over the last couple of years, holistic policing. Now, in medicine, when we hear somebody going holistic, it means they want to, no, not ballistic, holistic. It means they want to treat. The holistic is where you don't want to always rely on outside sources. You want to try to heal from within, or use nature, or use, you know. And so no, holistic policing does not mean they're going to swap the baton with a bamboo stick. That's not what it means. Holistic means, which we're going to talk about in a little bit more detail, where the police will engage with the community. And rather than they arrest you for, let's say, a drug offense, they get you into rehab. You know, they provide services. So it's been heralded by many as a much nicer, more productive way to police. And it's been heralded by others as, what the hell, what? How's this going to work? So, again, I'm trying to be neutral here, okay, because I'm reporting the news. I'm trying to be neutral. But I've never seen this. I've never really seen this happen. I know we've seen communities like Jersey or whatever change, reform their police department. A small community seems like a great opportunity to do that. I think you have a small community, you have community leaders, you are able to, you know, really control crime in that small area. You have community watch, neighborhood watch, things like that. You know, in a small community, I think something like this could work. We're talking about Minneapolis. That's a big city. So... and then what happens with St. Paul? I don't know. I don't know if they've you know, because that's the Twin Cities. My guess is St. Paul will be a part of it, too. So what happens now? So from what I understand, this is the first start. The city council has to let people vote. For this to go on the November ballot, there still has to be a couple bureaucratic hurdles. And then it goes on the November ballot, and then people get to vote, which I think is... not a lot of time for people to make a decision, because if somebody was going to vote for or against it, they'd like to know what this new holistic plan or this new community sort of committee type procedural sort of policing is going to look like. Maybe 5 months is enough time. Maybe 4.5 months is enough time for people to see, wait a second, I think we need the police. I mean, Seattle, with Chaz and Chop, looks like people are asking for the police back. They're suing the state now, or they're suing the city of Seattle, because they've gotten broken into, and rather than the people of Chaz or the activists helping them, they kind of helped the person that was starting to light the fires. And so there's been a lot of debates on, you know, who gets the help when it is more community-centered. So, you know, I'm not a police officer. My only experience with police officers is my grandfather, my father from the military, and me getting tons of traffic tickets. So my guess is, if you were going to have a holistic approach, holistic policing with your traffic ticket, it would look like this. So right now, okay, when I get a traffic ticket, I'm like, zoom. You know, I got my music going on, you know? Living like a bum, baby, go get it on. I just, you know, listen to my, you know, 80s rock, right? Looking like a lover with a red iPhone. Okay, all of a sudden the cops, ear, ear, ear. Like, oh, man. You know, I'm like, crap, you know, where's my license? Where's my whatever? So I put my hands on 10 and 2, and the police come. Oh, no, first I, you know, kind of toss my hair, fix, you know, the bra. I can make myself look all hot. You know, wet the lips, you know, pinch my cheeks. I'm like, oh, hi, officer. Okay, so I try to do that. Now, I don't look the way I did when I was in my 20s. So the officer's like, look, you know, ma'am, I hate being called ma'am, license and registration. So then they give me a ticket. I'm like, oh, but I had to go to the bathroom. Or, you know, I was late for my, you know, Pilates. And, you know, I wear a real, real tight leotard when I do my Pilates. You know, girl, you don't look like you do Pilates. Here's your ticket and go. All right, so I get a ticket, and I don't like it. I probably would vote that we stop getting traffic tickets. Instead, holistic would be this. So I'm sitting there all flirty, right, you know, and I'm trying to look all sexy. This cop comes, you know, and he's trying not to barf. And he goes, ma'am, you were speeding. I was like, oh, really? Oh, I didn't know. You know, you always make your voice go higher for the guys, right? And I was like, you know, ma'am, the gas pedal is your speed. Oh, really? I know, I make women, I am so sorry. I do so much harm to the female movement, but I'm sorry. Ladies, all bets are off when I'm trying to get it. Okay, I'm going to play the booby card if I'm getting a ticket. So then, holistically, if we have a holistic policing, the cop would be like, well, ma'am, that gas pedal gauges your speed. And if you press on that gas pedal more, you go faster. Oh, really? Maybe I could give you some resources on how not to speed and have you watch a video online on how speeding can kill people. Oh, that would be so wonderful. I don't know what I would have done. You're my hero. And then, well, thank you, ma'am. So stop speeding. Oh, absolutely. You know, you're so handsome and, you know, thank you and all the men in blue. And I'm not going to watch you, you know, walk away, even though I wish, you know, my husband wore more police uniforms because you look very sexy. Anyway, whatever I say to the cops, they go, I don't get a ticket. Now, am I going to go home and watch that video? Am I going to go and get help for my need for speed? I don't know. Maybe it'll work. So for me, holistic policing, when it comes to me getting a traffic ticket, will be fine. But how does it work with somebody selling drugs to kids? So a cop comes up to somebody and he's, all the kids run, you know, and leave. The guy's kind of trying to, you know, hide the stuff, and then he just starts to run. Cops grab him, you know, and let's say he says, look, you know, I'm trying to make a living. Okay, holistically, the cop would probably be like, well, look, there are many ways to make a living. And we have resources to try to help you make a living. And we can, I'm not saying this is the way to go, but I guess this is holistic policing. Meanwhile, the bad guy takes the gun out and says, I don't have time for this. Okay? Holistic policing, my guess, will still allow the cop to try to defend himself or take away the gun. Or maybe it means, now, sir, you have a gun, and those guns can cause death. They can kill people. You see how there's a barrel? Okay, so I'm not really sure how much teaching goes into play. But my guess is police officers are supposed to be more receptive to people's ailments that might be causing them to cause crime. You're pointing a gun at me because you don't want to go to jail. I feel you. I feel you. I wouldn't want to go to jail, too. But killing me isn't the answer. Now, I mean, if I was a police officer and I had to do that, I'm telling you right now, I'd be turning in my badge. Okay, there is no way. No way. Now, again, somebody's always going to say, but it works in New Jersey. It works in these, we're not talking all of New Jersey. All of New Jersey is not on a holistic policing, what do they call this again? I'm sorry, I have to look it up. Community safety and violence prevention sort of. They do not have a police department that is completely substituted with this community prevention, violence prevention sort of lovey-dovey committee. Okay, they have New Jersey PD. So a small community of 5,000 people, maybe you can make that work. Minneapolis is, looks like, going to be now the control or the poster child or going to be the barometer for that. Minneapolis is a big city. If they could do it, then maybe we'll all kind of be, okay, well, you know, maybe this could work. And now, mind you, my problem with everything in life is it's always a pendulum swinging back and forth. Okay, police reform does not necessarily mean you have to abolish a whole entire police department. Police reform means you need to fix what needs to be fixed. If there are not enough programs or ways for people to get help, that has to be addressed. But, you know, you're telling a city who already is kind of plagued with not having enough medical providers or counselors, or rehab centers. I don't think the average American city has enough of these resources now. And you're going to abolish the police department in hopes of using that as the crux of stopping crime when we don't have enough mental health care. We don't have that right now. So I think, again, go for a hybrid or go slow. But to abolish the police department like that in one fell swoop, yeah, you're making a statement, but I think you're also making a mistake. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI is searching for 15 people who attempted to topple the statue of Andrew Jackson in Lafayette Park near the White House. The FBI in a news release saying they're trying to identify those responsible for vandalizing federal property at the park. A new ABC Ipsos poll released on Friday shows an increase in people fearful getting sick from the coronavirus as several states report an uptick in cases. 76% of Americans say they're concerned with getting sick from the virus, which is up from 69% earlier this month. As the number of cases continues to increase, Dr. Jeanette Neshua tells Fox News, we're also starting to hear more about folks that are being tested.
For every one person that tests positive for COVID, there are 10 undiagnosed patients. So it's really a great challenge to try to manage the transmission of this virus.
And the White House Coronavirus Task Force currently holding a briefing. This is USA Radio News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is making some big changes to curb a spike in coronavirus cases. Restaurant dining rooms will remain open, but they've been dialed back to 50% capacity. Emily Knight heads the Texas Restaurant Association. She tells NBC News.
This is another setback for a sector that has taken the brunt of this, not only in Texas, but across the entire nation.
Knight also says with that cap, she's afraid that many mom-and-pop restaurants won't make it. The House is debating a measure on granting statehood to the District of Columbia. The district has no voting representation in Congress, and D.C. Delegate Eleanor Norton Holmes says district residents have been fighting for voting rights for years and paid their fair share in taxes. But according to Georgia Republican Senator Jody Heiss, the Constitution is clear.
Our nation's founders made it clear that D.C. is not meant to be a state. They thought about it, they debated it, and they rejected it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. So multiple states are reporting spikes, and some of the states that have been kind of the most defiant in terms of having to be closed down, and it just happens to be they are more of the Republican-leaning states, and understandably so. They're having some issues, unfortunately, and they've had to reclose some bars, some businesses. Arizona has told residents to stay home. States are battling record spikes in COVID-19 cases. So Texas and Florida are forcing bars to close down. Arizona's telling residents to stay home. These hot spots are now scrambling to contain outbreaks. From what I'm seeing in Arizona, because I take care of a lot of patients in take care of a lot of patients in Arizona. There's running out of tests. So I have somebody call in, and they sound like they have COVID, sounds like they were exposed, they have the symptoms. I say, you need to go get tested. And they're like, I can't. We're forced to make an appointment, and there's no appointments till next week. So my guess is, and this is in the Phoenix, Surprise, Mesa, Glendale, Metropolitan, the Maricopa County metropolitan area. I'm also hearing that in Tucson, and Tucson's also battling fires. So we're unfortunately having almost a March come back again, where March era, where you had not enough tests and people couldn't get tested. So that's a problem where we can't get tested. The testing kind of helped keep things a little bit more in control. People not being able to get tested and then worry and then think about it and then they, oh, now I can't breathe. A lot of times you get a test and you're like, okay, you're negative. A lot of times your symptoms go away. So it's a little nerve-wracking if we can't get people tested. In Texas, Republican Governor Greg Abbott shut down bars again today, scaled back restaurant dining to 50% capacity. Now, I live in a state where that's kind of where we're at. We have bars, but the restaurants have to be at 50% capacity. Abbott also said rafting and tubing outfitters on Texas popular rivers must close, and that outdoor gatherings of 100 people or more must be approved by local governments. Meanwhile, Florida officials have announced that the consumption of alcohol at bars across the state is prohibited. So that means you got to drink at home. Daily infections soared to nearly 9,000. The U.S. has about 125,000 deaths so far, number, death toll rising. And again, I know people want me to tell them how many of them are heart attacks and pneumonia, or were these from start to finish COVID only? We won't have that data. All we have is the death toll. We don't know if they even counted George Floyd's death. I was asked that yesterday. Was George Floyd's death counted as coronavirus because he was coronavirus positive twice? I don't know if they added him to the number. They might have. If Minnesota has those guidelines where if there was COVID at the time of death to be added to a secondary diagnosis, it might have been added. So, again, I can't specify that for you. I wish I could. But right now, if we kind of look, by the way, at what's going on in the world, in America, USA, 2.5 million cases, 127,000 deaths, so it went up. Brazil, 1.2 million cases, 55,000 deaths. Brazil has seen a huge spike. India has seen a huge spike, but they came in fourth with 500,000 cases, 15,000 deaths. Russia is at number third with 620,000 cases, 8,700 deaths. And then the UK rounding out number five at 309,000 cases, 43,000 deaths. So then comes Spain, Peru, Chile, Italy, Iran, then rounding out the top 10, and then comes Mexico, Pakistan, Turkey, Germany, Saudi Arabia, France, Bangladesh, South Africa, Canada, Qatar, China. By the way, China is at number 21. They are still citing only 4,600 deaths and 83,000 cases. I know they had to lock down Beijing. You would think there would be, you know, a change in numbers from last month as a result of that, but I don't know what we're going to get out of China. And China's probably saying, you know, to heck you with you all. I'm just kind of doing my own thing. Israel's been kind of keeping it tight. 314 deaths, 22,000 cases. Now, when you look at breaking down America, New York has been making some headway, still tops the list, 414,000 cases, 31,000 deaths. They've had 43 new deaths within the last few hours being reported. California comes in next at 200,000 cases, but 5,800 deaths. And again, we don't know if this was a reporting difference. Remember, New York, it was just so much, so many, that many did not get tested. And we were told by the CDC that if you couldn't test or you didn't have a test and it looked like COVID and acted like COVID, you could call it, which is appropriate. It's just then these numbers out of New York need to then be described better. Is the 31,000, like I said, from cough to finish? Or was it these are people that showed up having a heart attack or full-blown pneumonia, and they also happen to have COVID, so we think there might have been that related to it. So there is a big difference. New Jersey comes in next at 175,000 cases, 15,000 deaths. Illinois, 139,000 cases, 1,600 deaths. And then Texas rounds out the top five at 137,000 cases, 2,300 deaths. So we're seeing spikes with Texas, Florida, Massachusetts, I believe, Arizona, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, Louisiana. And actually, these spikes have now prompted states, multiple states, to demand 14-day quarantines. We talked about this a few days ago, where if you want to go to New York, if you want to go to Connecticut, if you want to go to New Jersey, if you want to go to Hawaii, you need to be quarantined for 14 days. Now, Hawaii started to loosen that up because I think the tourism industry is really getting hit. And they go, look, maybe just show us a negative test. If you could show us a negative test within 72 hours of you coming here, we'll let you in. Now, many people have asked, why aren't most states doing that already? Well, here's the problem, okay? The problem with the antigen test is many of them are being done too early. So if you have a person near you at work that's coughing, that person goes, you want to know what? My doctor thinks I have COVID, so I'm going to go get tested. And then you go, you know what? I'll come with you. So then you go and get tested too. Your test might be negative because you didn't have enough time to build up enough virus in your system. I know that kind of sounds weird. You're like, well, you know, so what, you got to wait till you're sick? Sometimes. So many medical professionals are saying wait at least 72 hours from your exposure. Because it usually takes 48 to 72 hours for a virus to start to set up shop and, you know, find hosts and divide for there to be enough of a test. The other problem we have is many of these tests, people do not like the swab going in their nose, so they do the throat swab. The throat swab might not be as good as the nasal swab. Or you can have somebody doing a halfway job. You know, supervisor's like, hurry, hurry, come on, hurry, you know, work faster or something, and then the swab isn't done, you know, completely correct. Or somebody starts to fight and duck away and not handle it, so the person's like, here, I'll just get it super quick. I mean, you got to really get specimen on that swab. You got to really turn it and twist it and rub it good. So if you're not being allowed to do that by the person, you're not going to get a good test. So unfortunately, I don't know how. Even though for a practicality standpoint, it sounds good. Okay, well, don't come unless you've had a negative test. But these tests could be negative because of poor technique, and the test could be negative because it was just done too soon. So you get the test, it's negative, you get on a plane, you go to Hawaii. Meanwhile, 5 days, 6 days in, you start to get sick. Because remember, it could take 14 days. So that's why many states are still opting for the 14-day quarantine. It's frustrating. And I hear you. Some of you are like, why don't we just call it and say, you know what? You're on your own. If you get sick, you get sick. And let's move on like we do with flu. And I hear you. As a doctor, I can't, you know, recommend that and encourage that. But I get that's what we've done all this time. You know, if we closed down every time somebody had a cough or we thought they had flu, we would be closed down from October to June. So I get it. I get it. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And so, you know, we haven't talked about Obamacare in a while. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, because that has definitely been a thorn in many of our sides. And I think it's been one of those issues where people just said, you know what, fine, we're screwed. You know, we have expensive health insurance, we have high deductibles. Nobody's going to do anything about it. Trump promised it's not happening. We're just stuck. Well, the Washington administration wants to make good on their promise. So the Trump administration has filed a brief to the Supreme Court to, again, try to overturn the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare. This is the third direct assault on the law that has been come before the tribunal since it was enacted in 2010, according to Fox News. So this latest case is the one California versus Texas. It's brought up by a group of red states arguing that because Congress eliminated the financial penalty associated with the individual mandate, which is that provision where all Americans have to purchase health insurance. Remember, rather than it being an incentive, it was a penalty that was unconstitutional until Chief Justice Roberts said, guys, if you call it a tax, it's good. So they called it a tax, so it was good. Then, you know, the Trump administration comes in and they go, you know what, we're just going to get rid of it. So if there's no mandate, then it's no longer a valid exercise of the government's power to tax, and therefore is unconstitutional. Now, the Supreme Court reading the mandate as a tax is what saved the law. And so that's what kind of is why this thing isn't let up. It was unconstitutional. In fact, I remember I was at the news station, I was at local Fox 5 news station, and we were getting the feed that the Supreme Court said the law was unconstitutional. So I was already sending that out to followers and listeners, and we were about to report on that. They said, but even though it's unconstitutional to penalize Americans, if you call it a tax, you can make it work. So Obama fixed it. And so it would have been gone. It would have been, you know. And so then here we are years later, still with high deductibles and issues and states scrambling for money, trying to figure out how to still pay for Medicare, Medicaid, and, you know, still no Medicaid reform and, you know, ways to figure out how to provide health care. We don't, you know, health insurance, having a card in your wallet that you can't use because your deductible is too high is not health care. Trust me, we've talked about Obamacare enough, so we're not going to rehash that. So in order for the government or the states to move forward, they kind of need Obamacare, the law of the land, to go away. So the red states further argue that the individual mandate is not severable from the rest of the law, meaning it was so instrumental to Congress's plan when it originally passed the legislation that the rest of the law needs to also be declared invalid if the Supreme Court rules that the individual mandate was unconstitutional. So that's what the Trump administration had supported. They say the individual mandate cannot be severed from the remainder of the ACA. Congressional findings incorporated into the ACA's text clearly indicate that Congress would not have adopted the guaranteed issue and community rating provisions absent in the individual mandate's requirement to purchase insurance. They say the court recognized the interrelatedness of these two provisions in two other cases. Congress's 2017 amendment does not alter the severability analysis because it left intact the critical statutory findings about the interconnectedness of these provisions, findings that were and remain the functional equivalent of an inseverability clause. Do any of you people understand what that was? I don't know. That's legalese. I can't understand legal terms. So the Supreme Court, it's too late for them to listen. They're already, I think, on vacation. So they are going to listen to it in October, which means if they do rule on it and there aren't any changes to, you know, the shift of power, although I don't really know if it's a right-leaning court as it is, ACA might not be the law of the land next year. So the Trump administration has opted not to defend the ACA, obviously, and the group that is defending it is California Attorney General Xavier Becerra. And he slammed the Trump administration for their late night filing. And of course they're mad because it's in the middle of a pandemic. But here's the thing. What everybody keeps saying is if you do away with the ACA, millions of people lose their health insurance. And we have already been told, and I understand it's still, you know, promises don't mean much. I get that. That if there was any changeover, Medicaid would probably still cover everybody. They would put some provisions where if you're on Medicaid with the ACA, you'll probably still be on Medicaid after the ACA goes away. But Medicaid needs to be reformed. We've talked about that because we have millions and millions. I think we have almost 80 million people in the United States on Medicaid. That it keeps rising. Well, it was rising even when the economy was good. And the Medicaid expansion was supposed to be temporary during the recession. Nobody rolled it back. We have states with huge, huge budget deficits. And where are they taking cuts? You know, they're taking cuts on the schools, and they're taking cuts in education and all sorts of stuff. So, unfortunately, it's not, fiscally sound with the way it's currently built. So, I know people think, well, we'll just borrow more money, we'll just borrow more money. And, you know, Donald Trump, you know, could just print more money. No, he can't. All right? I mean, eventually the money runs out or we have inflation. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I'm seeing prices go up ridiculously. I mean, it's almost embarrassing. And so it's at the point where a lot of people don't want to eat out. Gas prices have dropped a little bit, but, I mean, sanitizer, really? $12 for a small bottle? It's getting ridiculous. So these are things we have to think about. Now, speaking of which, I think the stimulus checks, they say $1.4 billion went to people who were dead. Now, this always seems to happen. Whenever money gets given out, all right, if the federal government has no idea if you're dead or not, you get the money. So you see headlines say, well, the Trump administration sent money, you know, to dead people. Well, it was the U.S. Government Accountability Office, so the USGAO, and it is under Trump's watch, all right? But they said 1.1 million dead people received payments of $1,200. These payments were a part of that $3 trillion in economic relief. Meanwhile, we have still 1.48 million Americans still needing who filed unemployment assistance. And Trump does want to give further relief payments. So I'm not sure what happens to the payments. You would think then the payments don't get cashed. Whoever did cash them is then in violation, is violating the law. According to the USGAO, the payments to dead people happened because the system used to send out the payments that was based on that using the Great Recession was not synchronized between the IRS and the U.S. Treasury. So death records was not a filter. So the number of economic impact payments going to decedents, unfortunately, caused a lot of money to be shifted in a direction that could have gone somewhere else. Now, one of my listeners said they did get a check. They gave it back. They didn't cash it. Well, all right. Well, hopefully everybody else did that, too. And then if that's the case, the money should then still be there. The IRS said if you do notice that one of your dead relatives got a payment, it should be incarcerated or it should be returned. Hey, do not spend the money. You will get in trouble. I mean, I don't know if they're going to do anything about it, but it's obviously not. Yeah. So I know no system's perfect. And I think honestly, I don't know what's going to happen with Washington D.C. becoming a state or the national anthem or what's happening with masks or what's happening with refusing service and or what's happening, you know, with the police. But I just hope this next weekend, we all just got to take a break, enjoy our families, try and be safe, because we're going to have another crazy week next week. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.